this is a dictation for patient DeMarco Brown, DeMarcco DeMarco Brown, BROWN. DeMarco Brown is a is here for a new patient visit today on 9/2/2022. Date of accident is April 22, 2022, and date of birth is July 27, 1991, and date of accident 4/22/2022. And chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, pain in the chest, and left upper part of the hip and left knee, along with headaches and few symptoms of TBI. History of automobile accident. Patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident on 4/22/2022 around 8:50 a.m. as a distracted driver. His wife was traveling in the rear seat on the left side, and they were traveling on the freeway I-96 westbound going towards Livonia. And the way the car accident happened is as follows. The car ran out of a gas. And because of that, he had to travel far away, so he tried to get to the right lane. And so patient reports that so he got the gas, and he was putting the gas into the gas tank, and while he was filling, and he came back on the freeway. And there was a Silverado truck that hit on the driver's side of the rear part of the car after losing control. He was, the patient himself was standing on the side of it, but after the Silverado truck lost the control and hit into their car, the impact damaged his vehicle in a quarter panel on the rear bumper, quarter panel and the rear bumper and the rear part, and almost like a $9,000 damage occurred, and nothing was broken. Nothing was broken inside his car. The other driver was okay. And because of this impact, he reported that he fell on the pavement and injured his head. He fell on the left side and he hit his knee to the pavement, hip to the pavement, the left hip and the left knee. And they became very painful. He started feeling some pain in the some part of the chest, and also in the neck and middle back. His shoulders are okay, he can walk pretty good, but this is what happened. So he was he reported that he was driving, he was with a Kia Soul, and he was hit by a Chevy Silverado And the impact was almost 70 miles an hour. He was outside the vehicle. His wife was inside. The airbags did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness for 3 seconds. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene, but was not taken to the hospital by the ambulance. Patient says that the family took him to the emergency room at St. Mary Livonia. For 5 hours he was there. A CT scan of the neck, CT scan of the head, CT scan of the back was done. And he reported that his back was messed up. He also was seen at Northland Radiology by Dr. Benjamin Kripchak from Northland Radiology Group, who ordered the MRIs, and they are available at the time of dictation. They'll be reviewed later on. Histopresenting illness, the patient reports severe headaches, especially to the front of the head. They are mild and they are infrequent, and they are sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise, and they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports that he is suffering from dizziness, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares. But he denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, number 2 in the bed, none of them. And no nausea, vomiting, no blood vision, spots in the vision, or erectile dysfunctions. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient reports pain in the middle of the posterior part of the neck, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, middle back pain 10, and lower back pain is 10. And also he has a pain in the left hip and left knee, which is also 10. The patient reports that he has no radiation of pain to the upper extremity or lower extremity, front or back. No weakness, no numbness, tingling of any finger toes are reported. All of these pains are reported to be continuing several times, and he also has some pain in the chest and ribs, although his x-rays were found to be negative. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, tender, and they are as follows. The highest pain intensity is 9, ADLs are affected 9, and a modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, walking, driving, and improved by medications only, as well as lying down. He was given medication at the hospital that helped him quite a bit. He can walk up to one or two blocks. His shoulders are okay. He can lift the arms up okay. And he can sit and stand okay. And he has so far x-rays as reported at the ER, CT scan at the ER for head and neck, and MRIs. In the patient additionally complains that he has a muscle weakness of the left leg due to the pain and difficulty walking a little bit because of the pain in the knee and the hip, but no bladder bowel incontinence. And there is numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the left buttock and left hip area. So far he has had been to a pain clinic by Northland Radiology at Dr. Kripchak and physical therapy at Dearborn US Rehab. 15 therapy visits have been done, and he has got no injection, no chiropractor, no acupuncture, and no other surgery or anything else. System review, positive for respiratory disease, asthma, and depression and psychiatric anxiety, and nothing else. In past surgical history, no surgery is reported, although patient has told me that he had a stab on the right side of the upper abdomen, and there is a four or five scars are there on the abdomen at this time. Family history is positive as follows. Mother is alive with no medical problem. Father is living with dialysis. 8 brothers, 10 sisters, and they all have a learning disability, including him. His relationship status, he lives with child, his 3 kids and mother. He's single otherwise. And job-wise, he's disabled, and he has a learning disability. He was unemployed prior to the accident. And he has been on a disability federal disability since 2007 for learning disability. Legal action, Mr. DeMarco Brown has a Howard Cohen as the attorney, and personal history, there is no, patient is not a alcoholic, does smoke occasionally, and does not use recreational drugs. And he has no suicidal thought, homicidal thought. He suffers from issues of anxiety and self-worth, depression, mood, and sleep problems. ADL is checked out as follows. He reports general activity is affected 9, mood and sleep, relationship with other people are affected 10, and work and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Individually, he has reported also that he has a difficulty in walking and standing and running. They're affected 10. Doing yard work is affected 10. Eating and ability to lift dinner plates is affected 9. Toileting, bathing, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming are affected 8. Feeding and cooking in the kitchen and reaching into cabinets affected 7. Personal hygiene, dressing, writing, dialing a phone, opening container is affected 6. Physical examination. Mr. Brandon Young's vital signs are as follows. 100, blood pressure is 160 over 115. Pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. Temperature is 97.1. Height is 5'11". And the weight is 181. 31-year-old African-American male of a very good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. He is sitting comfortably with no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces, and does not appear to be extremely anxious or lethargic. And there is a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane or adaptive devices. Please forgive. The patient is using a cane. He has some pain on walking. The gait is antalgic. Please strike the before one, previous one. So, rest of the physical examination for Mr. DeMarco Brown is from the template. In the skin, please mention a bunch of scars in the right upper abdomen due to a previous stab wound that I think was operated, but we are not sure. In the chest, please mention that there is a tenderness of the chest in the middle of the chest, in the midline, but it is not affecting the expansion of the chest, and there is no contusion, fracture of the ribs. Obviously, there is no severe tenderness. And the lungs are clear to auscultation. Percussion breath sounds are normal, vesicular, with no bronchi, wheezing, or crepitus. Rest of the exam, including neurological examination, psychiatric, and musculature examination, is all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, it is fine that inspection palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is present at L5, S1, and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness is present from C2 to L5 in the paraspinal region, but no trigger points and hypotonicity is minimal. Cervical spine range of motions, forward flexion 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 30, extension 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. No tenderness is felt or pain on hyperextension. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In the Hoffman sign, in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, and Sperling sign is negative. Lerman test is negative. Distraction test is negative. In the Soto-Hart test is negative. Myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine Bullinger-Kernick test is negative. The straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, and control lateral arrest is positive, Bragg test positive, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found slightly tender, and there is a positive sternum flexion test, positive iliac compression test, the flexion test is positive, as well as Faber test is positive, Gosselin test is positive bilaterally, and Trendelenburg sign is positive. And in the extremities examination, barring the left knee and left hip, all the extremities are completely normal. The shoulder joint, upper extremities are completely normal with normal grip, and rest of the extremities, both upper and right lower, have no contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm. No varicose veins. Quick test is normal. Range of motions are normal. Motor power are normal. Gait is slightly antalgic, and patient is using a cane to walk with. The extremities are fairly warm to touch. In the examination for the left hip, it is discovered that on inspection and palpation, there are slight tenderness, but no fractures of the trochanter region. Greater trochanter is slightly tender, but no swelling, spasm, or contusion is identified. No fractures. Range of motion is normal. Flexion is 140. External rotation, internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Leg length discrepancy negative. Patrick sign negative. Trendelenburg test is negative. Log roll, LE test, thrombus test are negative. In the examination of the knee joint on the left, on inspection, there are no scar, erythema, or effusion. On palpation, there is a slight tenderness intra-articular of the left knee with no swelling. It doesn't feel warm or cold, no crepitus grinding noise. Range of motion are completely normal at flexion of 135. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. Mecmoris Steinmann negative. And patellar apprehension is slightly positive. Diagnosis. Hypertension 110, V8 9.2 XSD. R26.89, and then S09.90 XA, and CNS G44.329, R51, and F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, chest. Blunt chest trauma, code is not known. Then lower extremities, pain in the left leg, M79.605. Pain in the left hip, M25.552. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. Spine. Cervicalgia M54.2, thoracalgia M54.09, lumbar M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, F33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.6 bilaterally, 54.17, 53.28, and S33.5, XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered, yes, to affect the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the hip and the knee area to bring relief. Disability for work disability, housework replacement, and transportation are ordered. You can also see a chiropractor and acupuncture. Medications. Please use the following medication are prescribed as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti inflammatory effect and help in healing. Aloe 50 milligram at night to bring help in sleep, relieve the GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and relieve the pains. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief. For narcotic analgesic, Tylenol codeine with number 3 every 12 hours, 50 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modality, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs is as follows. The MRIs are done at Northland Radiology immediately after the accident. They are as follows. The cervical spine MRI has mild spondylosis, but nothing, no disc herniation or spinal canal stenosis. There is a small cervicothoracic syrinx of unknown effect. Patient does not have any numbness, tingling, or any other pressure symptoms, so no need to worry about it. He has been informed to visit his own neurologist and his own primary care doctor. Lumbar spine MRI shows a herniated disc at L2-3 and L4-5 without any mass effect on the dural sac. Mild facet joint arthrosis, ligament of flavum arthropathy is noticed. Bulging disc at L5-S1 and also L3-4 is observed. Thoracic spine has thoracic scoliosis and there is a mild bilateral foramen stenosis of T1, T2, T2, T3 and because of only spondylosis. Nothing else, no other finding. In the interventional pain procedure, currently the patient may benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injections. It has been since April 22nd, almost like 5 to 6 months are going to be, where he has tried physical therapy with no major relief. So that could be considered. If the patient will provide his consent, we'll be more than happy to do that. And hopefully his knee and hip will feel better. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is going to be based on a further investigation and follow-up visits of the patient. And if it is severe, he will be sent to a neuropsych evaluation and even an MRI of the brain. Attended care case worker is not warranted at this time. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations, no new investigations are being carried out, DMEs. The patient has been provided with a brace for the lower back and he will be provided with an infrared device at a later date if he doesn't feel better. And cane has been ordered. He doesn't have much finding in the cervical spine, so no neck brace. Education is yes, follow visit in 10 days, and personal support is yes. Thank you.